I'm not quoting from that, although this may be there as well, but I'd like to share something which is just relevant to our mission and relevant to what we've been talking about, and is published in a different context in the Rav's writings. You may be familiar that Rav Soloveitchik, for many years, gave a shiur here in Yeshiva, which was an event. It was something that people came for from far away and sat for many hours and listened to. It was the Yahrzeit shiurim that he would give on his father's Yahrzeit. And those shiurim were published in a very formal way in a two-volume set that came out several decades ago. I believe Rav Lichtenstein's Zechutzal was also very involved in the publication of these volumes. They're very much in the canon, so to speak, as far as the Rav Shiurim are concerned, very much representative of his major presentations. And usually they're longish. We're not interested so much in the topic of the Shiur I'm about to quote from, but it happens to be in the beginning of the Shiur, so he addresses something which is fundamental to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah has a lot in it, but it's even more fundamental, something very basic in our Mishnah, and that is the Sanhedrin of 70 or 71, and how exactly that fits into Klal Yisrael. So I thought, instead of just saying it over, maybe we'll quasi do it inside, won't read every word, but just to get a little bit of exposure to this, it's a good step to carry us to the next point. So he has a piece here where he starts off, the title of this year is called Takanas Moshe, and he starts off talking about the Takana, the Rambam's discussion of the Takana for Kriyas HaTorah. And he writes that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Yud-Beis Halacha Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikein Lohem LiYisrael, Shiyukarim B'Torah B'Rabim, B'Shabbos V'Sheni V'Chamishi V'Shachris, Kidei Shal Yishu Shloshim V'Loshmios Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself established that the Jews should have Kriyas HaTorah Fridays, not Fridays, Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos, so we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. It's important to point out, by the way, as he goes on to note, that this is a sugya in Bava Kamma, in Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara lists a number of Takanos of Ezra, and talks about Kriyas HaTorah, what exactly Ezra added to it, and we have to figure out what exactly is the difference between this and Moshe Rabbeinu's. But in that context, it's important to note that Moshe Rabbeinu was a rabbi, right? That was his last name. He was the first rabbi, and therefore Moshe has a dual role. He's going to talk here about a dual role in a different sense, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who transmitted the whole Torah to us, so he's the source of everything that is D'oraisa. But he is also potentially the source of Dinim D'Rabbanan as well. That Pashtus, if we have a concept that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself instituted it, so even though he is the giver of the Torah, nonetheless, if he's adding something on his own, that should have the status of a Din D'Rabbanan. And that's probably the case. So the Bach has a comment which is hard to understand, where he seems to relate to Kriyas HaTorah as D'oraisa because of its association with Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Maisa, we assume that what Moshe Rabbeinu innovates on his own is also a status of Midrabbanan. So, in this context, the Rav starts to discuss what exactly it means for Moshe Rabbeinu to institute something. And the fact that this takana of Kriyas HaTorah is associated with Moshe Rabbeinu, even though there were others involved as well, still it's called a takanas Moshe, and the language here of the Rambam is, or the Kesef Mishnah commenting on the Rambam, is klapei masha amru omdu neviim shebeinehem v'tiknu. So concerning the idea that the neviim of that generation instituted this, kasa Rabbeinu. So Rabbeinu, the Rambam wrote, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he put Moshe in that context, Shu haya Navi HaGadol, he was the great prophet, V'chol Nevi'im Shebedar Beis Dinohu, V'od Shlo Asu Dover Elab HaSkamaso, so all the Nevi'im of that generation were part of his Bezdin, and they didn't do anything without his agreement, V'im Kein Elav Roy Liach Eseinian. So it makes sense to relate the matter to him. So this is Takanas Moshe. It doesn't mean Moshe did it by himself, but it can justly be named after him. But what exactly that means, the Rav says, requires some clarification. So here he makes an important point. He says, "Biyachas l'mamodol shel Moshe Rabbeinu, yesh lanu shtei parashios." So concerning the status and the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, so we have two sections in the Torah. Parsha achas b'Yisro, u'parsha sheni b'Bahaloscha. HaRishon omeres, the first he's quoting from Parsha Yisro, that what does Yisro tell Moshe Rabbeinu? V'shoftu es ha'am b'chaleis, that you should judge the people at all times. Anything big you handle, anything small they handle. So there you see that Moshe Rabbeinu essentially was in the role of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. He was the Supreme Court. Anything big should come to him. So writes the Rav Yekrom Mefurish, Ki Moshe b'makom ayin aleph koi v'hu ha-machri ha-acher. That Moshe was in the place of the 71 great Dayanim, and he was the final decider, to quote George Bush. And the Gemara says, later on in Sanhedrin, here he's quoting a Gemara that's going to appear on Taf Tezayin of Aleph. I may have actually put this in the Mar Makomos, I don't remember. But the Gemara there that says, Menani Mile. So what does that mean, Dvarav Shal Gadol? Rashi adds, Yaviyu Eilecha Moshe B'makom Ayin Aleph Koi. That Moshe is considered to be equivalent to the 71 Dayanim of the Sanhedrin, and therefore anything brought to him has that stature. And he quotes the Gemara in Tazayin and Medbeis, L'gabim HaShinebar Mishnah, concerning that, what it says in the Mishnah, Ein Osin Sanhedros L'Shvatim Ela Alpi Bezdin Shana Ayin Aleph, that we only set up the courts for the individual tribes through the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. So the Gemara asks, Minhalan, how do you know this? Kideshkecha Moshe Daoki Sanhedros, because Moshe was the one who established Sanhedros. Well, Moshe B'makum Shiva V'Echad Koi. And Moshe represented, embodied the whole 71-person panel. So in other words, because Moshe was the one to do it, that shows that you need 71 judges. It's quite a statement. So makor halachu ka'amur ha-parsha b'Yisro. So that comes from Yisro. Ha-kovas ke'adav ha-kasha yukhra yidei Moshe. Because we see from Yisro that the hard matters are decided by Moshe, the matters that should have been given to the Supreme Court. So apparently Moshe is the Supreme Court, and therefore that's one of the things that is derived from that instruction in Yisro. Bram, however, Ayin b'bahaloscha, in Parshas b'haloscha, the pasuk says, b'amidbar yidalef tezayin, v'yomer Hashem el Moshe esfili shivim ish mezikna Yisrael. Right, this was quoted in our Mishnah, right, that you should gather 70 men from the elders of the Jewish people, Asher Yadati came Ziknei Ha'am V'Shatrov, L'Kachto Osam L'Moed, V'Siyatzev U'Sham Mimcha. So you get these 71 men, or these 70 men, and they should be together with you. So Al Yisod, Pasuk says, so based on the foundation of this Pasuk, HaMishnah B'Sanhedrin, based on the Aleph, our Mishnah says, Minayim L'Gedola Shehishal Shivim V'Echad. How do we know that the Sanhedrin HaGadol is made up of 71? Shenemar Asfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael U'Moshe Al Gabeim. Right, so the Pasuk says to gather the 70, and Moshe is on top of them. So therefore, apparently it's 71. So that's a contradiction to what we just saw, right? Why is it a contradiction? We just saw now two different models. What's the difference between the two? Are you?
Moshe is just one person.
Right, so exactly, right, that in Yisro he can represent everybody, and in the Bahaloscha model it seems like he is one of them, the head of them, but still one of them, first among equals. So which is it? Is he able to single-handedly represent all of the Dayanim, or is he together with the rest of the Dayanim? So that's the question. Before Shalhefach, Kimoshu Nasi has Sanhedrin. He's that is Sanhedrin. Guf Sanhedrin Shanayin Aleph. We see that he's not himself the whole Sanhedrin. De Moshe Levada Miyatzek Bezin Agadol. If he really could be the Bezin by himself, so why do you have to add 70? So what we see is that there's two different Sanhedros. There's two different Sanhedros. One is Moshe by himself, and the other is Moshe together with his chabura of 70 elders. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Kovin b'tchila bezden agadol b'mikra, b'mikdash. We established the bezden agadol in the Beis HaMikdash, had its offices in the Beis HaMikdash. Vuha nikra Sanhedre gedola, and that's called the big Sanhedrin. It's 71 people. Shenamar asfuli shemish mizikni Yisrael moshal gaben. Shenamar yisatz v'sham kwa. Ready shviyecha gadol b'chachmash v'kulon moshivnas arosh alein. Whoever is the wisest of them all, we make him the nasi. V'hu rasha yeshiva v'hu shekorin osa chacham nasi v'chol makom v'hu ha'omeid tachas Moshe Rabbeinu. So whoever is who wins the primaries and gets elected, so he is the one we call Nasi, and he is the one who's standing in the place that Moshe Rabbeinu first was. Hareishu yeshna chaburas bezden agadol shemoshe imshim zekeinim nimnu ala. So you see, there is such a thing, a bezden agadol, where Moshe is appointed on top of it. So it seems like these two parshias contradict each other. So which one is? Sanhedrin needs 70 plus Moshe, or Moshe is equal to everybody else? So the Rambam, we find the expression Moshe ubeis dino, and we also find sometimes the expression Moshe Rabbeinu without adding the words ubeis dino. So in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, it says, Ein mamidin melech b'tchila ela alpi bezdin shel shivim zekeinim. B'alpi navi, and you know, after you have a navi and shivim zekeinim, ki Yoshua shemino Moshe Rabbeinu ubeis dino. Ukishol David Shiminem Shmuel Haramti Ubeis Dino. That in order to have the Sanhedrin has to be appointed by the Sanhedrin Agadola, which in this case is referred to as Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dino. So in that context, you see the Rambam refers to Moshe as Nasi Bezdin HaGadol, but not like the Bezdin HaGadol Bifnei Atzmo, not that he's by himself the Bezdin HaGadol, but that he is one of them. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so there he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikim Mehem Yisrael, Shiva Simei Avelus V'Shiva Yimei Hamishve. So there, as an example of a Din Rabbanan that was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, we find Sheva Brachos and Shiva, and there are the languages, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikim Lehem. Doesn't say Moshe u Beis Dino. And so too, in Hilchos Tfila, Yigim Ches, u Moshe tikim lehem Yisrael, shu kairin b'chol moed in yono, v'shol and v'darshin ben yono shol yom. The idea that we lain on Yontif, that we should look into the topic of the day, this was something that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted. Okay. So biyachas l'minoi melech, in a reference to appointing a king, tamach yisodosa b'parshas baloscha, he based himself in parshas baloscha. Uvenogel takana zayin yimei avelus yimei mishte, and regarding sheva brachos and shiva v'kriyas ha'torah, histamech al hamishtame parshas Yisro, he relied on that which is implied by parshas Yisro, ki Moshe ba'atzmo yeshlo samchus Bezdin HaGadol, that Moshe himself has the stature and the reliability of Bezdin HaGadol. Right, so we see the two paths here. We see what seems to be somewhat of a contradiction, why it should be one in one place and the other in the other place, and we see how both are used. It says, "Nei kasha ma'od, l'havin melitzas Moshe u'bezdino." What exactly this expression in Moshe and his Bezdin? Or even the expression Moshe in Shiny Dino. Now, what does that mean to group Moshe together with others? Moshe Hayim Naman Beiso Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here he was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's faithful one. Kemoshe he idu lava Torah, like the Torah says, Bechol Beisim Naman Hu. It's also in the Baal Sva. So the Efshar Hayalach Loka Moshe Abedin Torah, Afilu Devei Svar. It would seem that one could not argue on Moshe, even coming from logic in the Din Torah.
Whoever would argue on him, it would seem like they're arguing on the Shekhinah itself. And that would put in violation of the prohibition. So, machlokes mutaris b'negel kol chachmi Yisrael. If you have machlokes with regular chachmi Yisrael, ach yotze menechlal v'moshe b'en Roshal Yodo Moser Kosh Baruch Hu v'satel Yisrael. But Moshe should be in a different category because through him the Torah was given. So Moshe has a singular stature as the transmitter of the Torah, so that already should forestall any argument on him. Kol Masha Amar Halacha Kemosu B'chinas Moshe Emes V'Sarasa Emes. Whatever he says, whatever we have from Moshe Rabbeinu should be in the category of Moshe Emes and Tarasa Emes. He has a footnote over here where Rav Shechter sometimes relates the story. He says that there is a Sefer HaDoros which brings the story that Rabbeinu Tam had a machlokas with Moshe Rabbeinu regarding tefillin. And he writes here, it can't be, it's impossible, it's halachically impossible, because as the transmitter of the Torah, it's not open to disagreement from anyone. And he quotes here from Reb Chaim Brisker, and he said, you can't tell such a story, it's halachically impossible. So how can we have an expression, Moshe Ubez Dina? What's the role of the Bezdin? You may recall, by the way, last week or the week before, we quoted the Meshech Chachma, and the Meshech Chachma asks, why Moshe Rabbeinu, or he asks through Yisro, why Moshe Rabbeinu was trying cases as a single judge and not with a panel of two other judges. And he says, in the sense that Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Shekhinah, so it's no point in having a deliberative panel when they all have to agree with him anyway. So, along those lines, Moshe Laskamas Bistino. What's the value of having a Bezdin? He needs their agreement? Hello, Hora, so Haisa Hathlaikis, Kachom Makom. Whatever he's going to decide is going to be absolute in any case. The Afshahaya Levazdino Lachlokalav, and it's impossible for a Bezdin to argue on it. Imkain Haskamas Haveiro Lomaila Lomarido. Whatever they're going to say is not going to make a difference. Moshe Betoras Yachid Kavei Halacha, Melish and a Bezdin Shum Zika Lav, he called the Kuach Masamatin the Tule Vashmal Seymon. There's no point in any back and forth. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It doesn't need a Bezdin for it. Begam Nirish Zahu Perusho Shalmanoach Moshe Rabbeinu. It seems like that's actually what the phrase Moshe Rabbeinu means. Kolomar Shehu Rav Rabbanon Balacha Kamoso. The Kach Be'etzim Tzarch Lahavim Myra Moshe Makom Ayin Aleph Koy. And that's also how we have to understand the idea that Moshe was in the place of the 71. The High Yeshua Machriya Acharon Machlokas Asura. He's the final decider, and Machlokas is prohibited. Beim Samchus Moshe Yechleitis. If his reliability is absolute, Memela Hu B'Makom Bezdin HaGadol. Then he can take the place of Bezdin HaGadol. So, what's the whole phrase Moshe Bezdino even mean? So we said before that we find two different usages, two different phrases, sometimes a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Mishnah Torah, and sometimes a reference to Moshe Beis Dino. So now he's saying not just the question of why do we have different phrases, but that one of them seems to be workable and one doesn't seem to be workable. Moshe Rabbeinu, we understand, it means that the status of Rabbeinu is he is the one establishing what Torah means in the first place, and therefore Moshe Beis Dino, we don't even understand what the role of Beis Dino is. So here he says, important part. See how much this would be able to, how far we should go with this. It says, Nirat hine yeshlo Sanhedrin shtei samchuyos. We have two different roles and two different dependencies on the Sanhedrin. Aleph, kamo l'chol bezdin, just like you find by every bezdin. Shel gimel, chaf gimel, piyotze behem, like we find in our Mishnah. The bezdin of three, there's a Bezdin of 23, all of those. Tachliso hi horo psak. The purpose of these Badei Din is giving halachic guidance. The kafi nuspas hasmicha, or like we find in the languages of the ordinations that Yeshiva University gives out, yoreh v'yadin, right? Yoreh yoreh yadin v'yadin. They should either instruct on halachic matters that they should adjudicate. Have the Omer who nismach lahora, zehu tafkidu haikar. That is to say that he is ordained for psak, and that is his main function. Ubarer, and it is clear. The hadvarim kal b'chomer, and it is a straight, clear learning from there. Shehu hadin bebezdin agobish v'lai. Shehu yisor hatorah v'amun ha'ra. That's clearly the case also for Bezdin Agadol Yishalayim, that they have the status of ordained for the purposes of psak. They are the main address of the psak. Kamosha Kasav HaRambam, like the Rambam says, Nafas Mamrim Perek Aleph Ruach Aleph, Bezdin Agadol Yishalayim Heim Iker Torah Shabbat. They are the foundation of the Oral Torah, Heim Amudei HaRad, the principles of instruction, Umehem, Rak, Umishbat, Yotze, Vachal Yisrael. So from them, Mishpat is going to spread out to the entire Jewish people. V'aleihem hepsicha Torah shenemar alpi ha-Torah sher yorucha zumitzvah saseh. It's about them that the Torah promised that we are obligated to listen to them based on the Torah that shall be taught through them, and that's a positive mitzvah. V'chal amayim v'moshe rebeinu Torah, whoever believes in Moshe and his Torah, has to allow matters of religious law to rely on them and to lean on them. But Ogeil Samchazu, regarding this particular dependency, so Moshe could not be somebody counted within the Sanhedrin. He himself is the final authority, the final posse. What kind of relationship would there have been between Moshe and his colleagues? He doesn't have any colleagues. He is sui generis. He's in his own category. And we see that the entire rulership of the Sanhedrin comes from the reliability of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we see in the Rambam's language just mentioned, called Mayim Moshe Terasa. In K, Efshal, Avian Avim, he suffered al Bezdin, shall Kamida of Misharis and Bobakodesh. So, how is this the head of the Avim? How is he all of a sudden going to join a group of his students? Al Divri Harak, Eila Namar, concerning such matters of Psak, it is said, anything that is a big matter should be brought to you, which Chazal explained, Dvorav, Shal Goldol, matters of the Goldol, Lagabe Dino, Shal Kohen Goldol. Gemara had said that regarding the Kohen Gadol was being judged, the Hainu Indian Horah of Psak did, which is a matter of Horah and Psak, if we move on Zah, A, Sirif, Emotion, Chavirah. So in that context, there's no combining emotion anybody else, there's no improvement to have anybody else with him, he's already able to manage everything. Brah. However, Yeshna Mishima Cheres, the whole Bezdin of Bezdin, is another function that every Bezdin has. Levad Mitafkido Laros Husok. Separate from its role issuing halakhic guidance, v'hainu kiyum dvar, and that is to uphold matters. Yeshno bezdin ha-remora v'aposek, you have a bezdin that instruction that rules, v'gon bezdin ha-dan dinik-nasas, those halvaos, like a bezdin that is adjudicating fines or loans and acknowledgments, shachalos v'mispates v'horo p'sakim. That there they express themselves through psak din. Ish ploni chayiv, ish ploni patur. This one wins, this one loses. Oh, bezdin shalachot gimel adam b'din nefasho. So alternatively, you have a bezdin of 23 that judges capital crimes. Kamo kei bezdin shalayin aleph adam emorer b'tchum mesiyam. And so too, you have the bezdin of 71, which also has its own jurisdiction, its own areas. Yes, so that's one thing that Bezdin does. The Yeshno Bezdin Hamachshir Mekayim. But it's also that a Bezdin will endorse and uphold. She'eno Don Ela Mekayim V'Gomer Ma'isim Yidum. That their whole job is only to formalize and to establish matters that have been raised inside. V'Mashal, for example, Bezdin Shal Chalitza. Or you have a Bezdin present in a Chalitza. Eino Don is not sitting in judgment at all. Ella Rova as a Chalitza, they see the Chalitza take place, the Manik Latokef, and they give it actual importance. Sharei Chalitza Fishnaim Shur, because if you did the Chalitza without, with only two present, it wouldn't have been any good. Kamokain, so too. Bezdin Shal Geirus, like we were talking about yesterday, a Bezdin for the purposes of conversion, or Shal Kabbalah's Eidus, or for just the acceptance of testimony, the Tul Hora, who is separated from Hora. But they give strength and they give their endorsement to that which happens in front of them. Okay. So the Gam Bebezin Agadon is Kalam Bechinazu. So we find also in the Bezin Agadon such a component as well. So, for example, to anoint a new king, or to establish the Kohen Gadol requires 71, as we see explained in the Rambam. Ach ein ha-minoi ha-ra, ela maisa bezdin stoni. So we see there that this is not a psak, but rather this is just a formal process of bezdin. Kamo kein yeshna minuyim apulos p'shiyam ha-shrak bezdin gadol yochel vatseyev ofen galadi. So we also find there are certain things that only the Bezna Gadol can pull off. So regarding those things which requires the Bezna Gadol to sign off on, Moshe haya yachal hishtayech the Bezna Gadol. So for that purpose, Moshe could be a part of the Bezna Gadol. Just with all those types of activities, there Moshe was not any different than anyone else, didn't have any special privileges. All his authority came from the fact that he was the head of the Bezdin. But he's only able to uphold things together with his students who counted towards the Bezdin. So the prohibition of arguing on Moshe that we talked about, that only refers to Hora, to Psak, and to explaining the Torah. But as far as actions that need the Bezdin's support, the Bezdin's endorsement, did Moshe hayekidin nasi asenhedrin? Moshe's status was like the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, and if so, we can understand the two parshios. In Parshas Yisrael, we talked about judging cases, right? Yishoftu v'sa'am. So there, Moshe negates everybody else. There's no point for anybody else. Lumas, again, that's consistent with what we mentioned Meshech Chachma in that context last week as well. Lumas, though, but on the other end, Parshas Esfali Mizikne Yisrael, that, what's that talking about? That's talking about Dana Bebezin HaMekayim. V'yachas Bebezin, because there, Moshe Rabbeinu who started for Tamidav, V'yachad Imayim, Heyos Bezin HaGadol. So for that purpose, he joins his students, and together with them, he is considered to be the Bezin HaGadol. Ofi Maimad Chaver Moshe is a bokeh olu b'toch ha-parsha achmos. So this nature of his particular status, this you see emerges from the parasha itself. Because we find the Bezin has an additional function. Now what's the additional function? And this is going to tie back even more to what we spoke about. L'hashkiach ala'am. They have to worry about the nation. They have to supervise the nation. L'hochicho, to reprove them. L'yasro, to rebuke them. Lo'ozro, to save them. Lo'shir be'sara, to rescue them in times of anguish. Lahagin ha'nirdof, v'lishbor zorarasha. They have to be able to protect those who are being chased and to break the arms of evildoers. V'kitzur lidoy v'tayvis akal. In short, that they should worry about the well-being of the congregation. So, here at Titus last year, Bez Mashkin al-Staka, find that Bezdin will take from people in order to provide for tzedakah. You see Bezdin has taken on responsibility for orphans. Bezdin goes from Tainus al Hashamin. They'll sometimes declare a fast if it's a situation of drought. There are certain things that Bezdin does in order to assume responsibility on behalf of the Jewish people. So it makes sense that if paying attention to the well-being of the congregation, that is part of the obligation of a normal Beis Din. So Beis Din HaGadol Shalayim, the big Beis Din Shalayim, who are Rishon Lasesis HaMasa Masa Ha'am, Lios Charei L'Shalom L'Tavasa. That's the first that's going to take on the burden of the nation and worry about its well-being and its harmony. And that's where the parsha in Baal Oscha comes into play. At the time when God said to Moshe he should gather together the 70 elders, his bureau explained to him, it's not there that we want to combine Eila Shivim Bahara Hashayaches to Moshe Bochen Mochlat, that they should come and join Moshe together in matters of Tzak. El Arak L'Shem L'Kikas Chelek B'Masa Ha'am, is that they should join him in taking on the burdens of the people. U'V'Daigas Moshe La'asidam V'Goyrolam Shal Yisrael. And they should take on the concern that Moshe has concerning the well-being of the Jewish people. Usfully Shivim Zikni Yisrael, Ashi Yadat Min Zikni Yam Shetu Nasu Yitzcha, Perish Rashi Ke'ela Sholtrim Lofu B'Mitzrayim Mepnei Sheginu Al Yisrael. So these are the officers who were hit in Mitzrayim because they protected the Jews. V'mila Achas Materis V'mina Bezna Gozim Sivsa Moshe V'Shtatfuso V'Stavol Ha'am. So we see that the purpose of the Beis Din HaGadol is to join in instructing the people. The nearest true idea, Ki'ela Pulus of Kukus Lakiyim, and that means that those activities which need a endorsement of Beis Din HaGadol, Shayachos, Achim, the Parshas Ushah, Sanhedrin, the Parshas Baloska. That's also a function of what we see in Parshas Baloska. The Lola Parshas Sayurah, Shah Sanhedrin, Shanem, Rabbi Yisro, Bechazra, Venishnes, Parshas, the concept of Alisa the Shoftim. And that's the idea that is repeated in what we just read in Parsha Shoftim. Parsha of Yunelacha, Yunelai, Muspes Kapihora. So Parsha of Yisrael, that's referring to instruction. The Zusho Osvalisha Mish, Messiachesas, Lipulas, Kiyam. And that which we find in Baal Oscha, that's there to give the endorsement of the Beis Din. Are you having a comment?
How is the mashgichus or whatever the mashgichus of the community doing in kind of the community?
No, it's together with it. That's the same. That's part of it, yeah. But it's interesting, so there's a lot more to the shir. We're not going to necessarily go into it, especially the parts about Moshe Rabbeinu and Kriyas HaTorah, which gets into a whole different topic. That's more to allow the rest of the Sanhedrin is about. But what you see here is that there are these dual functions to every Beis Din, really, and all the more so the Beis Din HaGadol, and we find Moshe Rabbeinu playing two different roles depending on what we're talking about. Right? That a Beis Din could be there to reach a halakhic conclusion, and we have all kinds of rules as to what kind of a system we need in order to reach that conclusion. And a Beis Din could also be there to represent the community in areas in which the community needs to be present and to endorse. Right, so everything ties together, everything that we've seen in the past 2 weeks, right, because this was one of the major issues in Prizbal. What kind of a Beis Din does Prizbal need? Does Prizbal perhaps need only a Beis Din of two, or only a very informal kind of Beis Din, because perhaps it's not necessarily that there's anything being decided here. We don't need to have a give and take. We don't need to have advocates for both sides that are worried about an even numbered Beis Din. But the whole point is to have some representation. And in that sense, even two Dayanim could accomplish that. So this also roughly parallels the two functions that we talked about when we discussed the idea of, say, the Ramban's Din and the Rambam's Din. Like the focus of resolving disputes that the Ramban emphasizes, both in terms of din for Jews and din for non-Jews. and the focus the Rambam had, again in both cases, kind of making sure everyone behaves. So essentially, these roughly parallel these two categories, that sometimes Bezdin functions in an evaluative role. They have to decide, okay, who's right or who's wrong, or what is the halakha in this case. And then we care more about there being a give and take among the various parties. And sometimes those same Batei Din are there in a different role, are there to represent the tzibur. And what the Rav, I think, is spelling out a little bit more clearly, I mean, this is what Ari is asking about, is that you see that they represent the tzibur because they worry about the tzibur. That because they're there to kind of not just be there, like you see in some cities which have very formalized Batei Din. Right, let's say, for example, in London, right, you have, or in Chicago, right? So you have Bezdin, which is there to resolve your disputes, but is also there to be essentially providing a lot of the religious fundamentals for the city. So it's a good model for what we're talking about is two different things. So when you're dealing with resolving the disputes, so then you need three on the Bezdin, Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't make sense to confuse anyone else because his resolutions were absolute, etc., etc. But the other functions, so the fact that the Bezdin in Chicago and in London also provides the hashgacha on the food, right, it's a reflection of the fact that they've taken over the responsibility for the people, and because of that, they're also able to represent them. So when there are certain things that happen as a communal function, so then the presence of the Bezdin is more of a formality. And there, Moshe Rabbeinu would be one of 71 and not the entire 71. So it's very important. This point is important to our Mishnah. And it also ties into the broader themes that we've been talking about, which again, just coming up again and again. Just to review a little bit now, especially at the end of the week. So we saw these themes coming up in terms of the general concept of Din before the Mishnah itself. We saw this coming up in the question of why do we need three dayanim? What's the difference between a normal psak and a dinim mamonis of three? We saw these questions underlying the principal structure, and now we see it here also with the Bezdin of 71. It's a constant theme again and again, the multiple roles that a Bezdin potentially could fill, and here this is a nice way to express that again in a different context and to highlight how it's been true throughout. Okay, so it's also an appropriate theme for our Shir lunch day, because we should also recognize that our Shir is here to make the decisions of how to understand the sugya, but also to provide you with lunch and the opportunity to interact in all kinds of other contexts, and hopefully we'll find many more such contexts, but again, hopefully now we all know each other a little better, we've had a chance to have a little bit more exposure, and we should be able to use that to create the context in which all of our various goals and aspirations are able to be properly addressed. I wish everyone a wonderful day. I'll see you, God willing, tomorrow again at Packers.